Well, they just removed the interim next to Mike Boynton Jr.'s name. So now that means that Mike Boynton Jr. has been named Michigan basketball head coach on a 2-year deal. That just coming through. We continue in focus with Paul W. Michael Bulata of Bulata Law is here. He's a federal criminal defense attorney, former federal prosecutor, and has far more experience in this area than any of us. But I still want to say, Michael, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon. I thought we were going to talk some hoops there from your intro.
Well, that just came through, and I thought I better mention it. But I don't want people to ever think they're missing anything when they're listening to this program. So talk me off the ledge, if you can, Michael Bulata. Look, this judge in the Charlie Kirk case is going to win the Judge Lance Ito Award of today from me. From the moment I saw him and observed him, I had no confidence, and it's gotten worse every day.
What seems to trouble you about it?
Well, for one thing, deciding to edit certain things, yet we watched, for example, the interview with his lover, and it's like, open and shut case. It's over. And yet, he now has announced he's waiting till September to decide if this should go to trial or not. I can only think he's waiting for the better book deal to come in. I don't know what he's doing. What do you think he's doing?
Yeah, that is a bit puzzling. So just to tell your listeners what is happening here in Utah, it's not a trial that's happening. It's not a full actual trial. It's simply a preliminary hearing where the only issue is probable cause, meaning is it reasonably possible that reasonable and likely, I guess, that Mr. Robinson committed the crime? That's all the standard is. It's just there's a reasonable likelihood of it. That's all they have to show. So you're right to be skeptical about him pushing the date to make his decision, especially given the evidence that was produced over those 5 days. And the Lance Twiggs testimony, which was done, by the way, via a video, as opposed to bringing Lance Twiggs into the courtroom to be questioned by Robinson's attorney. So, but they're allowed to do that. I know people in Michigan might be thinking, well, why didn't they have to bring the roommate in to testify? But in Michigan, you can't bring in hearsay. You have to bring the witnesses in at preliminary examination. But in Utah, they can use hearsay. That's why they were allowed to play that tape. Of Mr. Twiggs.
Highly edited tape, which made no sense because everything we saw still points to the guiltiness.
This is essentially a slow plea, the way I look at it, because first of all, the death penalty is on the table right now in Utah, and Utah is an active death penalty state. They put people to death by lethal injection primarily, but they reserve the right to use a firing squad as well. That's a backup. Provision.
What a choice.
Yeah, that's a Sophie's choice. So I don't know why the judge is needing that much time. Probable cause, like I said, is a much lower standard than a trial standard, which is beyond a reasonable doubt. So there really, I can't think of any justification for him to take that long.
I can't either. But beyond that, it should be pointed out, in Utah, in this preliminary hearing, as you have so brilliantly pointed out, Michael Bulata of Bulata Law, they are able to do these things on videotape. However, when this comes to trial, and if it doesn't come to trial, then something is terribly wrong with the system. But when this comes to trial, as I understand it, Lance Twiggs will be able to be called on the stand, right?
Absolutely. And then the prosecutor would have to call. Not have to, but would most likely call Lance Twiggs because he provides essentially a confession, a tearful confession, and remorse and regret for the shooting. Apart from other evidence, there's very strong evidence because the towel that wrapped around the rifle that was recovered that was used to kill Mr. Kirk, that has DNA that was linked to Mr. Robinson's DNA. So they have that. They have surveillance. They have these statements to the roommate. They have plenty of evidence. I believe, for probable cause.
So, Mike, I got to tell you, and that's why I'm not in charge, and that's why we aren't in charge, and we have a system, and you follow that system, and you understand it, and you respect it. But at one point or another, you would think that a judge in this circumstance and situation, with the preponderance of evidence so obviously against Tyler Robinson, that he would stand up.
You don't need a preponderance.
Oh, you don't need a preponderance. All right, well.
No, that's a higher standard. That's 51%, more likely than not. What you are only asking for is just, you know, could this have happened? Is it reasonable? Is it reasonably possible? Yeah, that's really what this is.
Everything that we've heard, I don't know how a judge sits there without standing up and saying, folks, forget about it. Forget about calling this a preliminary hearing. This is the case. He's guilty. He's going to the death penalty or whatever. I know we're not supposed to be able to do that, but we're all watching this going, really? We're gonna spend money, millions of dollars, to just prove what we just saw, that he clearly is guilty?
Sure. I mean, I understand the reaction, but it is important to understand that the system is set up this way so that people who testify, their testimony can be tested. We have a constitution in our country. The Sixth Amendment of the Constitution guarantees defendants the right to confront those witnesses. So there's constitutional procedures that, yes, they take time and they can frustrate you, but they're essential, really, for our whole system to operate in a fair manner. We have one of the best systems, as much as I sometimes complain probably in some of our calls. We have the most comprehensively fair criminal justice system in the world, in my opinion. So as many warts and bumps as it has, it overall is a beautiful thing.
Did you like my OJ reference? The judge.
I love your OJ reference. I happened to be a DA in Los Angeles at the time. I wasn't on that case, but I know Judge Ito. I did a murder trial in front of Judge Ito after the OJ case, where I had a lot less evidence and no DNA evidence for sure.
Oh boy.
But we got a conviction because it wasn't OJ Simpson. It was a gang member killing another gang member. So
a little easier to convict. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for your expertise and
You're very welcome.
Holding our hand. Anything else you want to add that I didn't think to ask about?
No, I just would point out that my opinion of what's likely to happen, I believe, based on the evidence that I've seen so far, it's very likely that there will be a plea in this case. And then the bargaining chip that Utah has is the death penalty. But they may feel that their case is strong enough that they don't want to deal
with
the death penalty on the table, in which case there would be a trial.
Catch up for my listeners as well. You were speaking quickly and we cut out for a second.
Sounds like all the court reporters there trying to write down what I'm saying.
Well, when you say they might plea, they may never get to trial if they
exactly.
can plea out the take away the death
yes.
penalty and
that's,
say just
that's
goes
the
to,
issue right now.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
That's the issue.
Thanks for the heads up.
Too.
As
of
always,
course.
Michael Bulata, Bulata Law, federal criminal defense attorney, former federal prosecutor, all around good guy. Thank you, Michael.
Have a good weekend, Paul.
You do the same. 127 at 760 WJR.